The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, is with me now to talk about TikTok's announcement of a new change to their platform to help teenagers shut down after a tough day on the screen. Jess, what's this about?
This is something that has been in the pipeline for some time. We know, and I'm sure you've all seen the ads on telly, online, heard them on the radio, of Instagram's teen accounts. So Instagram...
And billboards everywhere.
Everywhere. They're doing a massive push. Now, this is something that Instagram were looking to be seen to be doing, I suppose, as well as actually doing, particularly in the wake of Frances Haugen, who was a former Meta employee. She was essentially a whistleblower. And raised some very serious concerns about the platform, particularly when it comes to younger females. TikTok has been introducing different elements to the platform to try and keep younger users safe over the last wee while. There are certain protections that were already in place, but today they have announced a bigger, more dramatic shift that will absolutely be noticed by your teenagers. I caught up with TikTok's global head of outreach and partnerships, trust and safety, Valiant Ritchie, and he explained what exactly it entails.
Today, we're announcing new ways that we're expanding family pairing, which is our set of parental controls. First, we're announcing a new time away tool in family pairing that allows parents to block access to TikTok during hours that they control. This could be during school, at night, on a weekend away. And we're also adding increased visibility into the teen's network for parents. So, for example, seeing who their teen is following, who's following their teen, who their teen might have blocked. We think this gives parents a little more visibility into their teen's network on TikTok. And second, we want to help teens develop healthy digital habits. So we're launching a wind down tool, which is a full screen takeover that's on by default starting at 10 o'clock and includes calming music to help teens who are 13 to 15 relax and be mindful of the time and reflect on shutting down for the night. We're also going to be rolling out some mindful meditation flows directly into this wind down experience. So we think these tools are going to be really helpful for families going forward.
All right. Okay. I have my suspicions about all of this, Jess. I certainly do. I particularly do, though, because it's not that long ago I remember headlines in the newspapers about job cuts at TikTok that centered around kind of safety online.
Yeah. This is something that, unfortunately, when I asked Val about it earlier on, he said that he couldn't go into any further information. There's a consultancy process undergoing at the moment. But we do know that the government was alerted of around 300 redundancies, which is around 10% of the 3,000 staff working here in Dublin. And it specifically relates to that safety and trust side of the business. Now, I did ask Val that although he couldn't comment directly on that process, how parents can be confident that the platform is safe at a time when cuts are being made to that side of the company.
Now, to make sure that teens are safe, we have a lot of guardrails that we put into place to ensure that safety for all of our community. So those include things like we don't allow direct messaging between ages 13 and 15. We have notifications at 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, excuse me, there's no notifications. So teens can really separate from TikTok. We have a lot of restrictions put into place, about screen time limits. For example, we have a default screen time limit for under 18. So I can tell you that safety is top of mind for us to make sure that that fun, rewarding experience is what teens see.
All right. It's all about safety. Mm. Richard Hogan is a family psychologist and columnist at the Irish Examiner. Richard, you have spoken on this show and elsewhere too many times to count about safety online. Have you felt over the last few minutes all of your fears melting away?
Melting away, Kieran, like snow into the summer sun.
That's great. Brave new world we find ourselves in.
Hurrah, there'll be no war in Europe. Come here. I mean, it is just Joseph Heller, who wrote Catch-22, couldn't write how absurd this whole thing is, that they're taking safety so seriously, they're going to let people go. And they're at pains to say that they have really good safeguards in place to stop young people getting on. And yet their stats say that 20 million every quarter have been kicked off. So maybe their guardrails and their regulators and the people who oversee the stuff aren't doing the job that they need to do. You know, Kieran, let's be honest. Why not just turn it off at 10 o'clock? Why not do what you know they do with gambling? Why don't you just turn the app off at 10 o'clock and actually give people a break from this thing that they designed to keep them trafficking and going in and going out of? I mean, let's be serious. If you want to take the mental health of our children actually seriously, let's give them a real break from it.
It strikes me, and Jess, you're the expert in all this area as well. It's a little like saying we've got these slightly less harmful cigarettes that you can sell to teenagers as well. Because the whole point of these platforms, and listen, this isn't to vilify them, but they are private businesses that are looking to make money at the end of the day. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
This radio station is a private business that looks to make money at the end of the day. But they make money by kind of appealing to the dopamine center in our brain, and we all become dopamine junkies. We all get a little fix. And really, that's what this is, isn't it? I mean, right, it's a nice idea, a bit of meditation. But ultimately, what they're trying to do is ensure that people, young people, stay on the platform and become older people on the platform.
100%. And I think I think it's all, anything that is looking to make more younger people more aware of how much time they're spending online and that doom scrolling and all the rest is to be welcomed. But as Richard said there, you know, that this is not a foolproof system. It also relies on, firstly, the child putting in the correct date of birth. They're not going down the Instagram route of the age verification and all the rest. Now, they are saying that they do identify younger users who are under 13 who shouldn't be on the platform, and they do kick them off. They're saying that that happens all of the time. But in general, it's an honesty policy. And then also, for this to come into effect, the family pairing mode, the parent has to be engaged. And so while the companies, and yes, the companies could be doing more, there's still a massive onus here on the parents to firstly find the time, secondly get familiar with these platforms if they're not already, and then thirdly actively engage in their children's digital lives. And for me, this has come back to the same point for however long I'm here now. I'm here 16 years talking about the same issues. It comes down to education. Education for the parents, education for the children, and then also responsibility, not fines that equate to loose change for these companies, but actual meaningful fines and implications for the companies if they don't put safeguards in place that protect children.
Richard, can you respond to this text? Imagine this person is sitting in front of you and they say this to you. Oh, this sounds like a full-time job for parents, maintaining TikTok accounts for their teens, no pay. You're better off just let them at it. It's like kids roaming the streets in the 80s doing what they want. Most of them will just turn out grand.
Yeah, I would say, you know, no, that's exactly how they want you to think. That's what we're faced with. And I would say, like what your presenters, or what your contributors saying there, we need, see, Kieran, you hit the nail on the head there. And I come back to that point. You said that's a private business, right? It was making money. Okay, fair enough. And you guys, News Talk, private business making money. But you have responsibility and accountability for the stuff that you put out there because you're publishers and you say things that you have to be responsible for. These guys say that they're not publishers and that they can present any content that they want. And there's the problem. And so our children are being fed this stuff. And to allow our children off just to roam around this city there like it was in the 80s, plenty of bad things happened there, Kieran, and we know it through our history, and we don't have to go looking too far into the history books to see what happened to children who were vulnerable and who were in care and who weren't supervised. We have to have an onus, yes, on parents, of course, responsible parenting and all that, and digital literacy, of course, but these companies, these guys who make billions and billions out of selling our children's attention, they have to be labelled as publishers and take responsibility for the content that they produce, and all of a sudden, we would see a massive cleaning up of the content that's going into our children's minds, because currently it is like the 80s, it is like the Wild West, and no one's taking responsibility for it.
We do know that the Online Safety Commissioner, and which is part of Commissioner Naman, they are continuing to finesse and roll out the Online Safety Code. We do know that they are going to have responsibility for VLOPs, which is the horrific word for very large online platforms, which is what the likes. Yeah, I know, it's my least favourite thing in the world. But TikTok does fall into that category, in that cohort. But my big frustration here is that, you know, I was on Bebo back when I was in school and nobody knew the rules and regs, and there was no policing of screen time back then. I was, what, 16? I'm 36 now. So 20 years later, we are still having conversations around screen time, about safety online, about who your kids are talking to. Nothing has changed. And until digital education comes in and is something that is enforced, and also not just from the bad point of view, technology, I'm a huge tech fan. Tech has given me my entire career. It gave me confidence. It gave me a voice. It gave me, you know, an identity when I was younger. So I'm not saying that no kid should engage with technology, but I think we need to teach our young people. We also need to teach the parents how to engage with it responsibly and also when to walk away.
Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much. Richard Hogan, family psychologist, columnist with the Irish Examiner. Richard, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.